Well, howdy, gentlemen. You know, I think the world is getting sick and tired of feminist activists. I know I am. Of course, the trouble is that most modern femmes of today are feminist activists. And if you notice, they're all victims. And usually it's always the same reason they're victims. It's toxic masculinity. Which is strange, because the only thing I see that's toxic is feminist activists. Actually, femmes in general today. But of course, they're making things so much better. Look at this femme here in the thumbnail. She single-handedly destroyed quite a few well-known franchises. You see, the trouble is when femmes get into some authority position, because they're narcissists, and they believe that the whole universe revolves around just them, they try to feminize everything. And of course, they don't just try to eliminate masculinity, but they try and degrade it. They completely seem to forget that there's anything else on the planet except femmes. Then they try to blame males for the way their lives are now, when of course in reality, their lives are where they are because of the decisions they made. But of course, they can't take accountability for their bad decisions. And here's another femme that exactly has the same mindset. And once again, once you get a femme into authority position, they feminize everything. I can't think of any time that something's been feminized by feminist activists and made it better. You see, femmes can't see the forest for the trees. They only have one side of the coin. And it seems impossible for them to see the other side. I believe this femme here has just been recently fired from Amazon. And here's another femme activist. And this one's probably the most obnoxious. She almost single-handedly destroyed a Disney classic. Of course, she had help from Disney. But she played her part in the way she tried to promote the film. Actually, it was more about promoting herself. And almost alienated everybody. Every time she opened her mouth, hatred came out. And that's what you kind of notice with feminist activists. They speak hate. They never have any solutions to the problems. They just have problems. And if the problems aren't there, they make them up. And they never take any responsibility. They always blame everything else. Usually males. This femme was given a golden ticket. But she's where she is right now because of how she's acted. But I bet she still considers herself the victim. Oh, and here's another feminist activist. This is going back a bit. And this femme was just a full-on scam. And she destroyed a lot of the gaming industry. Promoting what? Hate. Division. Creating a problem that wasn't even there. For basically, her own gain. And all these femme activists like to use the word toxic masculinity. When of course, in reality, the only thing that I've seen that is toxic as hell and destroys everything is feminist activists. Anyway, guys, that's my take on it. And the funny thing is that they have destroyed a lot of things for femmes as well. Because of the terrible choices that they've made. Most femmes of today, in the Western European worlds at least, are in a worse position than they have been for a very, very long time, if ever. And they've done it all themselves. So stay away from femmes today, guys, because in every femme now is a feminist activist that has become so delusional, they think that you are the boogeyman. If you notice, guys, sexual assault charges are up. Rape charges are up. So stay safe, guys, and walk away. Take it easy, fellas.